How many's ready to, see the drug dealer saved in Jesus' name? How many's ready to see the drug dealer saved in Jesus' name? That's a, come on, somebody needs to give him, there's power in here. Come on, needs to give him praise this morning. It's yours. It's time to march. Amen. Things are coming into alignment. Somebody say amen. And what we need to do is we need to align with God's course. Amen. How many believe God has a plan? I'm just going to take my time here. Have I got a lot of time? Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I'll ask a question again. How many believe God has a plan? How many believe God has a plan for your life? How many believe God has a plan for this ministry? Whew, hallelujah. How many believe God has a plan for this area? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I heard a word this week, a powerful word. And this was spoken in Elizabethtown. How you say it? Elizabethan? E-town. How's that? Elizabethan, Kentucky. And the word said that Kentucky was one of the three top hot spots for revival in the United States of America. Amen. And I'm telling you, and it's all about coming into alignment with God's course. Amen. It's about coming into agreement with what He wants to do. Now, we often say, we're just waiting on the Lord. Can I flip it? I think He's waiting on us. Amen. Amen. I think He's waiting on us. Can somebody say amen? All right. We're going to talk about portals and gates. And a portal is an entry point. Amen. It's an access point into something. When we start, when we start acting like that it's the next great awakening, we're going to see the next great awakening. When we start acting like that people are going to be healed, we're going to see people healed. Folks, listen, God's ready and He's just waiting for the church to come into alignment with Him. And I think when that happens, we're going to see supernatural events take place unlike anything we've ever seen before. Amen. Somebody say amen. Come into agreement with me. I believe to the point I heard one pastor say, and I believe this, that you will see entire nations transformed in one day. Amen. To where, demonic spirits and the hordes of hell are put in their place because God's people are aligning up with the will and plan of God according to the Word of God. Man, I feel an anointing dropping on this. According to the Word of God, and we're marching forward. I'm jumping ahead of myself now. We're marching forward to the cause of Christ and operating in His plan and in His will. And when that happens, look out because God's ready, folks. God's ready to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Amen. He's going to pour out His Spirit on our sons and our daughters and our young people. They're going to operate under the power, the anointing, the Holy Spirit, and people are going to be transformed by His power. Don't be surprised if these young people start laying hands on you and you are healed by the power of God. Don't be surprised if these young people come up to you and say, I have a word from the Lord for you. Woo! All right. Let me read my scripture text. I feel the anointing. Joshua chapter 6. The scripture says, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given. Everybody say given. I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, you men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shall you do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark of 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times. And the priest shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing that we sense up on it already, God. And we just ask that it strengthen your people. It change your people. Set us on fire, Lord. Let us come into agreement and into alignment with your course so that we could see your plan fulfilled. Thank you, God, that things are aligning, that things are happening, that we are transitioning into a new season. And in that season, we're going to see things happen. We're going to see things be birthed in Jesus' name. And the church says, amen. There's some words that the Lord spoke into my spirit this week. And I want to share those with you. And they are march and shout. Amen. So if there's a title to this message, it would be march and shout. Now, we talked about some time back about the conquest of Canaan. And I know, you know, I guess you could say in a sense this is revisiting that. But I just felt impressed of the Lord, Judy, to share out of these scriptures a fresh word as to what the Lord spoke into my spirit. Now, how many believes it's time for the people, it's time for the church to take the land? Come on. If you don't believe that, and then you're in trouble because you're not going to gain any ground. It's time for the church to take back what the enemy has stolen from the church. Amen. It's time for you to take back your health. It's time for you to take back the blessing of the Lord. It's time for you to take back prosperity. Come on now. You know, some people say you preach a prosperity message. Absolutely, I do. It's scriptural. The Bible says, I would that you'd be in health and what? And prosper. Even as your soul prospers. God intends for his children to be blessed. He never intended for us to be suffering and living in want. My God shall supply all your according to his what? His riches in glory. God owns what? He owns the cattle on what? The earth is the Lord's and the... He owns it all. Amen. He owns everything. So he wants his people to be blessed. Oh glory. And it's time for us to push back the enemy. Somebody's going to have to come to agreement with me this morning. It's time for us to take back some ground. Amen. I said it's time for us to take back some ground. Look at verse 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. Are you seeing that? None went out and none came in because of the children of Israel, because of the people. And what you have to understand, James, is we got to come to that place where we realize that we have that authority. We have that power. We set the bounds for what the enemy does in our lives. We set the bounds for the ground that he takes. And the problem is too many people have given the enemy too much ground. We've given him too much ground in our homes. We've given him too much ground in our communities. We've given him too much ground in our churches. And that's why drug addiction is running rampant. That's why alcoholism is what it is today. That's why people are, I'm telling you, the enemy's running rampant in people's lives. But listen, that's the church's duty. Amen. The children of Israel were the ones that kept Jericho shut up. Nobody went out and nobody goes in. That's where it's our duty to control what happens in our lives and in our homes. Oh, come on now. It's our duty. It's our duty as to what we allow coming into our homes. You shut the door on the enemy. I said, you shut the door on the enemy. You control what happens. And it's time for us spiritually to control what happens in this church. Amen. And this ministry, and not allowing the enemy to have any ground in our lives. Come on, will somebody come into agreement right now? We take authority over every hindrance that the enemy would put in people's lives. Come on, somebody. You need to agree with your pastor right now. Any area, any door that the enemy would come in, we shut. Oh, come on. We shut that in the name of Jesus. We shut that door right now. Listen, this is hard stuff and the enemy don't like this kind of preaching. You got to help your pastor. We shut that door in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it right now in people's lives. Somebody come into agreement in Jesus' name that those doors would be shut. The doors of sin would be shut. Amen. That sin wouldn't be crouching at the door. That door, that access would be closed. That lives would be spared over our families, over our children. Amen. Can you give God praise for it? Come on, give God praise for it. Now, you got to understand, this was not a mere military confrontation with people who were entrenched in a stronghold. Amen. The implications are more spiritual than political. Amen. That'll preach. I said the implications were more spiritual than political. God was bringing judgment upon those who had long refused Him. And we understand that, but He was also working on behalf of the people with whom He had just renewed His covenant. Amen. He had just renewed His covenant with His people, so He was acting on behalf of them. The fall of Jericho sent a powerful message that Israel's successes were not mere human victories of man against man, but victories by the true God of Israel over their gods. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. It was proof of not battle over man against man, but it was proof of God's victory over their gods. In other words, that every god, every idol comes under the one true Lord God Jehovah. Amen. And that was what was being proved here in this particular passage of Scripture. Amen. It was a spiritual battle. And what are you saying with that, Pastor? Here's what I'm saying with that is in the spirit realm, we have victory over every enemy that's ever come against the cross of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. I said we have, there's no enemy that has not been defeated. Every enemy was put under His feet. Every enemy, the Spirit of the Lord, you never come up against something and the Spirit of the Lord says, I've not seen this yet. I've not battled with this one yet. I said, every enemy, the spirit of fear is under His feet. The spirit of depression is under His feet. The spirit of oppression is under His feet. Somebody gonna have to help me preach. The spirit of poverty is under His feet. When He hung on the cross at Calvary, He said, I'm putting every enemy under My feet. And see, here's the thing, folks. All we have to do is take the Word of God and enforce the victory that Jesus already won. He won the battle at Calvary's cross. It's our duty to enforce that victory. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Amen. Is anybody with me? Hallelujah. All right, let me try to get into what I feel like the Lord wants me to speak. I have given into this thine hand Jericho and the king thereof. I've given you the city and I've given you the king. Are you with me? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against principalities. It says against principalities and powers. What that speaks of, Ernie, is, now you got to get this. What that speaks of is demonic spirits or demonic strongholds over geographical areas. Amen. That falls under this headship of Lucifer. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you guys, you got an enemy out there. He was the enemy of Christ, and Christ defeated him, and now he knows that he's defeated by Christ, so he's going to try to get at the church. That's spiritual strongholds over geographical areas. Can I just preach? That's why you go into certain areas and you see homosexuality running rampant. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, help me preach. That's why you get in certain areas and all of a sudden you're like, oh, something not right here. Amen. That's why you get in certain areas and drug addiction is rampant. The spirit of pharmacia has been loosed over the mountains, the Appalachian mountains of this region. Amen. See, folks, it's not about the doctors. Now, I know the doctors are writing the prescriptions, but listen, it's about a spirit that is controlling those doctors and controlling people. Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. Thank God for good doctors and thank God for people. There's people that need those prescriptions. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that just are nothing more than are addicted to drugs. Amen. And that spirit of pharmacy, it's there, and it's time for the church to rise up and say, hey, we take authority over that. You have the power. Don't wait for your pastor to do it. Don't wait. I'll do it, but you stand in agreement with your pastor, and we take authority over that. We cast it out in Jesus' name. Can somebody come into agreement this morning? Look at it again. We got to see this. Lord, help me preach this. The Lord said to Joshua, I have given into your hand. Everybody hold your hand out. I have given into your hand Jericho and the king, the controlling power over the city. I have given it into your hand. It's yours. You see, folks, y'all, I don't know if you're seeing this or not. This thing was already settled before it ever started. It was already settled before it ever started. You know what that's like saying? That's like saying, here's what we're going to do, and you can't do anything about it. I had some friends of mine that they were great football players. And he was telling me one time he played high school football, and both of them were offensive linemen. You guys know what offensive linemen do? They block. They block for the guys that get all the credit. They block for the running back, or they block for the quarterback, or, you know, all they do is stand in the trenches all day and just block. And there's a message there. You know, listen, you know, you may never be in platform ministry. You may not be up on the platform. A lot of people view platform ministry. I wish I was up there. You might want to pray about that. But a lot of people say, I wish I was up there. I wish I was singing. I wish I was playing an instrument or whatever the case may be. But listen, there's people down in the trenches that are standing in the gap, amen, making up the hedge. There's those offensive linemen that are down there blocking and saying, when we get to, oh, hallelujah, when we get to service on Sunday morning and Jill and all the rest of them get up to lead worship, guess what? We're already going to have the atmosphere set for them, amen, to carry the ball. They're not going to have to get up there and fight by themselves. We're going to already have the stage set. We're going to be blocking. We're going to be blocking. Oh, come on. Somebody needs to give God praise. We're going to be blocking when the enemy tries to come in here like this. We're going to block him out that way. Amen. These guys had a really good football team. And they told me, they said, Brian, that they were playing this one team. It was a really good team that nobody had beaten for a while. And they said they'd call the play in the huddle. And they ran the football a lot, had a strong power running game. And they said that when they'd walk up to the, and if you know anything about football, if you call a running play, it's, 42 blast or, you know, and that's the four back or whatever, the guy in the back, and he runs in the two hole, which is between the guard and the center and the guard like this. And the linemen are supposed to push, one of them pushes that way and one of them pushes that way. And it opens up that, and you wonder, how's that all work? And all of a sudden you see that guy shoots through that hole, and he's gone down the field for a touchdown. There's your football. And that, next time you watch it, that's for the ladies. You guys already know that. But, Some of you ladies may know it too. But anyway, he said they would walk up to the line of scrimmage, and you got these guys lining up. Come on, Brandon. You got these guys lining up. No, stand in front of me. No, other way. I picked the wrong guy, didn't I? Come here, Ernie, help me. You stand right there. Come here, Junebug. He said they would walk up, literally. And here's what I'm trying to get you to. This is what happened at Jericho. They would walk up to the... You come here, you're on my side. They would walk up to the line of scrimmage. And they would look at the guys in front of them and say, it's going right through there, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's how confident they... Oh, somebody, I'm about to shout. That's how confident that they were that they could win this battle. They could win this war here in the trenches. And when the ball was snapped, he would just push him that way, and he would push him that way, and the running back would go straight through and no untouched. It's going right through here, and there's nothing you can do about it. And you see, that's what happened. You guys can sit down and think. That's what happened here. Oh, you got to see this. The battle was already won before they went out there. And then they're going out there, and they're marching around the city. And all of a sudden, the enemy's looking out there. What are they doing? Why are they doing this? It's just anticipation. You know, the folks, the battle was already won. The battle was won on the first day, but God says, we're gonna hold off till the seventh day. We're gonna make them sweat a little bit. Amen. We're gonna make them suffer a little bit. We're gonna make them tough it out a little bit. So what are they up to? Listen, the enemy knows that something's happening, folks. The enemy knows that a new season is coming. The enemy knows that we are transitioning, and he's alarmed. He's scared to death. But God, in God's timing, I said, in God's timing. Ooh, oh, glory. I'm about to explode up here. Everything you've been praying for, the things you've been seeking God for, the miracles you've been waiting up on, God's timing is about to happen. In Jesus' name, I pronounce it right now. God's going to pour out a blessing on you that you can't contain. Will somebody say, I receive it, and give God praise for it. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. I have given. What is given? It's past tense. Not, I will give. I'm trying to convey a message to you that it's not about hoping this thing's going to happen. My son is already healed. By the stripes of Jesus. You say, Pastor, are you sure? I said, yes, I am sure. We're just waiting for the manifestation of the healing to take place. Everything we need for the finances of a new building it's already there. I said it's already there in Jesus' name. We're just waiting for the manifestation for it to show up in Jesus' name. Can you say amen? I have given. I've given you Jericho and I've given you the king. See, it's all under our feet. Including the ruling powers. Amen. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Everybody say no weapon. Come on, say it again. Say no weapon. Doesn't matter what it is. Man, I feel something strong and something stirring in you. Are you guys feeling that? Since, oh, hallelujah. Get ready. Sky's the limit. Let your faith increase. I told him Wednesday night, I said, God's getting ready to do some great things, but it's going to require some faith on people's parts. Can I just go ahead and say it? What we talked about earlier, that $60 may be faith on your part. Amen? Now, don't nobody panic out and say he's went to a money preacher. No, I probably don't talk about money enough. We need money. You know? I don't want Chris coming in looking for a seat. Amen. I want Chris to be able just to have a seat to sit down in. Or whoever it may be. We had to bring out some chairs this morning. Amen. So that may be a faith thing. How many believes if you'll step out on faith, God's going to bless you back anyway? Amen. How many sees that $60 as growing into something even greater in your life and health and prosperity? Oh, what did he say? I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. All right, that wasn't in my notes. I just threw that in. Verse 3, and you shall compass the city, all you men of war, and go round about the city, verse 3, once, thus shall you do for 6 days. Now what it is, it's a picture of surrounding, to encircle. What I think of is circle the wagons. And you remember the old West? You probably know that well from Texas. Remember the Alamo, circle the wagons, and it was surrounding the enemy. How many believes it's time for us to surround him? How many believes he's surrounded us for too long? Yeah. Amen. And they marched around the city. Everybody say march. Now, the two words I told you that God had spoken to me this week were march and shout. Amen. Now, they marched around the city. And again, can you get this picture of how those inside the walls must have been nervous? Because after one day, nothing happens. After 2 days, they're still just marching. They're marching around the city. Now, when you march, and I feel like just speaking this word to you this morning, you have received your marching orders. I said, you have received your marching orders. Now, when you march, you do so with confidence. In believing in what God's going to do, what He said He's going to do. Marching is not hanging your head down. How many's ever seen these pictures, of the soldiers marching? And when they march, they're marching with confidence. They're going to a battle that they believe they're going to win. It's not head hung low. It's not doubting. It's not wavering. It's not unbelieving. But it's marching with confidence. And they know who their God is. Amen. They know what's going to happen. That's the message I'm trying to convey to you this morning. It's time for the church to march. Amen. And not just stroll along. Amen. When you march, you know where you're headed. And it's time for us to pick up our feet and to march. Amen. In tune and in alignment and in agreement with the Word of God and what thus says the Spirit of the Lord for us in this hour. Is anybody with me? So they marched around the city. How many days? 6 days. And then on the seventh day, everybody say the seventh day. He said they're going to give a blast with a trumpet. Sound the trumpet. It meant to blow a trumpet one time sharply, giving a signal that something is about to happen. I looked up one of the meanings of it. You know what one of the meanings was? It meant rejoicing over somebody else's misfortune. In other words, we're about to take you out. You know, it's kind of like the lineman thing. Here is Muhammad Ali. Do you think he ever went into a fight thinking he was going to lose? You know, he just got up and he said, Joe Frazier's ugly and I'm going to beat him up. You know, I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee and nobody can whip me. Amen? But the problem is, you know, and this blast of the trumpet says, you know, somebody's getting ready to be in trouble. I think we need to get to the point where the enemy fears us like that. Not us fearing the enemy. Come on. Not us fearing the enemy, but the enemy fearing us. Amen. Where we bind together and we come. I'm telling you, I feel this with everything in me. Steve, if we come into alignment with the course of God and the plan of God, the enemy will flee. He can't stand that. He can't defeat that. He can't handle that. The same power that Jesus used on the cross, we have that power living within us. I said we have resurrection power. We have resurrection power living within us, residing within us. All things are possible. Come on, say it. Come on, somebody say all things. Come on, say it again. All things. Does that mean cancer? Does that mean drug addiction? Does that mean autism? Oh, come on. Does that mean anything that the enemy would bring against God's people? Say it again. Say all things. All things are possible to them that believe. So what you need to do is you need to start believing that good things are going to happen. Believe good things are going to happen. Start to envision it. Start to see it. Start to see souls coming to the altar. I'm about to throw this mic down, just take off. Start to see souls coming to the altar. Start to see people being transformed by the power of God. Start to see the community change. Start to see the economy come up in Bell County, Kentucky. Start to see jobs. Oh, but Pastor, you don't understand, the economy's bad. Listen, we don't live according to the world's economy. We live according to God's economy. And God can provide. He can provide. I said He can provide. Regardless, we got to start seeing it. I've seen my son graduating from college. I've seen both of my sons graduating from college. I've seen both of my sons graduating with honors. Amen. And I'm standing on that. I'm believing that that's going to happen in the name of Jesus. Doris, I see Kyla doing well. Come on, somebody get with me this morning. I see our kids prospering. Hallelujah. And when God heals them, I see revival coming and people coming and bringing their children and saying, we need help from God. You better build a building. When you start seeing a miraculous, you better build a building. Because you can't hold the people. I've seen the people lined up out the door. I've seen them standing around the wall. And to be quite honest with you, I don't believe a 250-seat sanctuary is big enough, but that'll be a step. Amen? Is anybody with me? Is anybody sensing what I'm telling you this morning? What I'm telling you is that it's yours in the name of Jesus, and it's time for you to march. Amen? No. Don't drag your head. And don't let your head go down. And don't say, oh, poor, pitiful me. You know, that's a problem sometimes. We sing that old, what's that old song they used to do on the Hee Haw? Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. That's Roy there, ain't it? Was it Roy? If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Is that not oftentimes the message of the church? When God is saying blessings and prosperity and power and deliverance and healing. Amen. We stand. Whose report will you believe? I believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am healed. I'm telling you, the future's bright, folks. The sky's the limit as to what God wants to do in the name of Jesus. How many's ready to see people delivered in Jesus' name? How many's ready to see the drug dealer saved in Jesus' name? How many's ready to see the drug dealer saved in Jesus' name? Come on, somebody needs to give him, there's a power in here. Somebody needs to give him praise this morning. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours. It's time to march, it's time to march, it's time to march, it's time to march.